Blackstone Audio presents Applied Economics, Thinking Beyond Stage 1, Revised and Enlarged Edition, by Thomas Sowell.
Chapter 1, Politics versus Economics. I don't give a good goddamn what Milton Friedman says. He's not running for re-election. President Richard Nixon to a White House aide. While economic principles are important, economic actions take place within a framework of laws and government policies that are shaped by political principles, which may or may not be consistent with economic principles. The interaction of political and economic incentives makes the study of economic policy issues more challenging and more revealing than a study of either economic or political principles in isolation. Political versus economic decisions. People tend to respond to the incentives and constraints confronting them, whether they are in the marketplace or in politics. However, those incentives and constraints are very different in these different situations, so it can hardly be surprising that voters tend to behave differently than consumers, and politicians tend to behave differently than sellers of goods and services. Voters. Economic decisions and political decisions are made in different ways, even when the same person makes both kinds of decisions, for example, as a consumer and as a voter. Virtually no one puts as much time and close attention into deciding whether to vote for one candidate rather than another as is usually put into deciding whether to buy one house rather than another, or perhaps even one car rather than another. The voters' political decisions involve having a minute influence on policies which affect many other people, while economic decision-making is about having a major effect on one's own personal well-being. It should not be surprising that the quantity and quality of thinking going into these very different kinds of decisions vary correspondingly. It has been said of many laws and policies that the devil is in the details. But if most voters are not likely to look into those details, many devilish results can be expected from legislation and policies that look good at first glance when packaged with inspiring rhetoric. Politics and the market are both ways of getting some people to respond to other people's desires. But people whose professional careers are in politics operate under different incentives and constraints from those whose careers are in the economy. Consumers choosing which goods to spend their money on have often been
sample complete. Ready to continue?